You know, we find all kind of ways to do things we want to do. You know, nobody have to coerce us. Nobody have to, we don't have to get nobody's approval. We do what we want to do when we feel like doing it. Amen. So I feel like serving the Lord. I feel like praising the Lord. I feel like clapping my hands. I'm going to clap my hands. If I feel like stomping my feet, I'm going to stomp my feet. If I feel like shout for joy, I'm going to shout for joy. Amen. Because I feel like praising the Lord. I don't know about you. David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. That's what he said. Bless the Lord, what? At all times. And his praises shall continually, or just one time, one and out, shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. When I ain't feeling good, his praise is going to be in my mouth. When you ain't feeling good, his praise is going to be in my mouth. When things ain't going right, his praise is going to continually be in my mouth. Let his praises continually be in your mouth. Amen. It just ain't no one time thing. But I praised him last week. We praised him a long time last Sunday. Well, we was here Wednesday. We praised him Wednesday. Praise him every day. Praise him all the time. I will bless the Lord at all times, David said. Amen. Bless his name. He's worthy of it. We do thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for allowing me to stand before his precious sheep, his people. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. I thank him for his goodness. I thank God for his saving grace. I ran across a young man. One of the little guys that grew up with my sons. And I saw him outside and spoke to him and went over there to talk to him. And the first thing he said, now where is your church? And I told him what a church was. And so he began to tell me how he found Christ. I thought, really? He said, yeah, I don't go to that other church no more. He said, no, I wasn't doing the best. He shared some things with me, personal things, but then he told me about how mold was in his mom's in the basement for years, since he was a little boy, and they didn't know it. And it got in his chest and messed up his chest. It's hard to breathe. And so he's found this Bible study class that met once a month, so he started going to that class. And he said one night the preacher came to him, and he said at the end of each session, he asked the congregation, he asked the people, anybody need prayer for anything? Because we believe in the power of prayer. We believe God can heal. We believe Jesus can touch and deliver. He can do anything. And so he said he mustered up the strength to go up there and say, yeah, I need prayer. He said the man began to pray, put his hands on his shoulder. He said, but Mr. D's, my chest got ice cold. I said, really? He said, and where his hand was on my shoulder, it got so hot. He said, I ain't had no problem ever since. You know, ain't God good? He began to tell me how he loved Jesus. You know, he can't wait to go to Bible study. He wants to go and share the word with people. You know, he just seemed like God had lit him on fire just like that. And he just amazed me. I thought, Lord, you still working. You still working. God is still working. He's working on your family too. He's working on your kids. He's working on your sons and your daughters. Amen. God's working on people. You know, but it's amazing. You know, you look at people sometimes and you don't think they ready. I looked at this young man. I said, he ready. He ready to go and tell everybody about Jesus. He was so happy. I mean, just smiling. I mean, just something different about him. You know, it just touched my spirit. It really touched my spirit. And I just praise God for saving another soul. You know, he said he was a Christian. You know, if you're Christian, you have to accept Christ. You can't be a Christian without accepting Christ. And I know the man of God led him to Jesus. And so God will meet your needs just like he meet everybody else's need. Amen. God is real. And don't let the devil play no tricks on you. Don't let the devil get you down. You got to stay up. You know, you got to stay encouraged. You got to stay strengthened in the Lord. Amen. Because you're going to meet a whole lot of people. Some of them you're going to be able to reach and some of them you ain't. But don't let the devil get you down. You stay up so you can help somebody. Yeah, we go through. Amen. We go through. But we ain't going through by ourselves. We're going through with somebody. Somebody's in the fire with you. Somebody's in the flood with you. Amen. Somebody's in the prison. If you're in prison, somebody's in the prison with you. Amen. You ain't by yourself. Jesus is with you. And so don't let trouble get you down. When you feel like trouble is, stuff is weighing you down, you know what to do. You lift your hands and you start praising God. You start walking and praising and thanking the Lord. Resist that devil, the Bible says. Submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God's will. Resist that devil and he will flee. He'll be on a terror trying to get away from you. Amen. Because praises, he don't know what to do in your praise. He don't know what to do. He can't stay in your praise. Amen. He's looking for you to be down in the muddy grubs. He's looking for you to be sobbing and pitiful. But when you begin to praise God, you confuse him. He don't know what to do. He leaves you. He got to get out of there. He cannot exist in praise. Amen. God is a mighty God. Let me read to you. We're not going to try to prolong the service today. Matthew 15, verse 29 through 30. And I'm going to go over to Matthew 16, starting at the first verse. Let's stand for the, stand before God before we go to the throne of grace so we can go to the throne of grace. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for what you already done this morning. We want to thank you, Father God, for lifting every burden. Lord, we want to thank you, God, for driving out the enemy, Lord God. Father, we ask that you, God, will help us, God, to decrease that you may increase. We pray, Father God, that you will help us, God, not to draw back, Father God, to unbelief, but God, help us to press on, God. Press toward the mark, God, of the prize of the high calling, God. Help us, Father God, to earnestly contend for the faith, God, that was once delivered unto us, Lord. And we pray, Father God, today, God, that you would just speak to us, Lord God. Strengthen us, God, in your word, Father God. Feed us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you, God, would help us, Lord God. Lead and guide us in the way that we should go, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that this word, God, would just be a benefit for us, Lord, today. We pray, Father God, that we will take this word, God, and hide it in our hearts, God, that we won't sin against you, Lord, that we won't fall short, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise, God. We give you glory, God, for what you've already done, Lord. And we know, Father God, that you know our needs, Lord God, and you're going to provide every need, Father. We thank you today, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory, God. In Jesus' mighty name, God. In Jesus' name, God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God a praise. Give him a clap offering. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're talking about a little bit, touch on the signs. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they desired a sign, and so many people are desiring signs. You know, we can't depend on the signs. Amen. These signs are coming to let us, to remind us what Jesus said would come to pass before his coming. It's just a wake up call. If you fell asleep, it's just a reminder to let you know that he's still coming. You know, he's not delayed. Amen. He who come will not tarry. He's going to come. And so they depended on a sign. Matthew 15, 29 and 30. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. Cast them down at Jesus' feet and he healed them. Matthew 16. And the Pharisees also and the Sadducees came tempting, desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto thee, unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. It is the Pharisees and the Sadducees was desiring him to show them a sign from heaven. And Jesus said, a wicked and an adulterous generation seek after these type of things. You know, they wicked because they were morally and spiritual and rebellious. Amen. They were adulterous because they were unfaithful unto God, you know, and to his covenant. They were covenant breakers. They loved themselves more than they loved the world. And he said, they seek after a sign. And he said, what no sign going to be given to them? They had no faith in Jesus. You know, they wanted a sign. You know, a lot of people seeking signs. They want a sign so they can see what's going to happen. But, you know, people are trying to pinpoint when his coming is. And you ain't going to find that out. These signs are given to you so you'll know that he said he is still coming. And that he ain't lying to you that he's going to come. He's going to split that sky one day, that eastern sky. Amen. We all shall behold him. But they wanted a sign to prove that he was who he said he was. He was the Messiah, the Christ, the one to come from God. And so they had no faith in him at all. They kept asking him for one more sign. You know, they wanted sign after sign, miracle after miracle. Amen. In order for them to believe, you know. And I hope people ain't looking, the saints and the people of God are not asking God for sign after sign, miracle after miracle. You know, things get tough sometimes in your life. Trial can get you to a place where you say, Lord, you just got to show me one more time. Don't ask God to show you one more time. He is who he said he is. Amen. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen. But they kept asking him for one more sign, one more miracle. Instead, they ignored all the signs, you know, that he had just did. You know, they wanted a sign from heaven. They wanted spiritual. I believe they wanted some spiritual excitement more than they wanted to obey God. You know how some people want to be excited. You know, they go to church and say, we had a good time. They shout, they jump. You know, especially when you got some music. You can have a good time with some music, boy, I tell you. I mean, you can shout, you can dance, you can be up there, and I mean they get with it. They be doing them dances and they be, you know, they just they get with it. They get excited with the music, you know. And you know, the excitement sometimes, you know, it's real. You know, getting excited and praising God is a real thing. Amen. But they wanted some spiritual excitement. You know, and it's good. And, you know, people, most of the time they want to come to church because you got a good choir. You know, what they sang today, you know, it sounded, we had a, you know, it was, I mean, amazing. I'm going back because that choir can sing. You know, but they forget about the most important thing. They forget about the word of God. Amen. Jesus said Mary sat at his feet. The Bible said Mary sat at his feet and she chose the good thing. That which cannot be taken from her. She chose the best part of the church. Amen. She didn't have no music. You know, she just wanted the word. How many just want the word? How many want the word to fall down in their spirit? Amen. The word can move you too. Amen. The word can move you too. You ain't got to be still. You know, you be still because you want to be still. Amen. But the word will move you. The word will quicken you. Amen. It will cause you to move. And so they wanted some spiritual excitement. And, you know, this spiritual excitement that the church got is real and it's good. But don't just be going through the motions. Amen. You know, after you praise and worship God, you know, you got to obey him after your praise. You know, after your sincere worship, God may tell you to do some things. Amen. He's going to tell you to do something, but you got to obey him. You know, you got to pray that you don't enter into that temptation to where you don't hear God. And you got to ask God to anoint your ears so you can hear. Anoint my eyes, Lord, so I can see. Amen. He said, but pray. We got to pray that God, that we will obey God. We got to pray that we keep his commandments. Amen. We got to pray, watch and pray that we don't enter into temptation. Because it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Amen. You got to obey God. God loves a sacrifice, but he loves an obedient child. He loves when his children obey him. Amen. Don't you love it when your child obey you? You know, your child just, your child can be so good. Just lay it on, just good, good, good. You do anything for them just about. They have you doing stuff that you wouldn't normally do. You know, you love because you love them so much. You know, so God loves obedient children. Amen. Obedience will call God to move too. Amen. Because when you obey God, that means you believe in. You got faith in God. And so when you obey God and God sees the faith in his children, God will stir up heaven. He'll stir up the earth. Amen. God will move on your behalf. Just make sure that you find yourself obeying God, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. It's better to obey God than to sacrifice. Because I want to please God. I don't know about nobody else. Don't you want to please God? You know, I love it when my children, they don't give me no back talk. I love when I say, so-and-so, so-and-so, go do this. And they say, all right, Dad. I come a long way with that, though. There was a time when they told me, shoot, why don't you ask him? He right there. You know, and God be telling us to do something, and you may not stump your feet and say, shoot, but you might, in your heart, in your mind, you might stump your feet. You might say what to who? Do what to who? Apologize to who? Come on now, you got to obey God. God loves obedient children. Paul said, Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things. Obey your parents in all things, he said. You know, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. So when you obey God, which is our Father, it's well pleasing to him. When your children obey you, it's well pleasing unto the Lord. God is well pleased, not just pleased. He's well pleased. He's excited that you got an obedient spirit. Amen. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. So God loves obedience. Amen. He wants you to obey. Hearken, the Bible says in Proverbs 22:23, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not the mother when she is old. You know, some folk, their parents get old, we get grown. I'm grown now. I'm grown. And they be saying, that means I ain't got to listen to you no more. You got to obey your parents. Your mama and your daddy still got wisdom. Amen. You may not be living under their roof, but you got to obey your mama and your daddy when they trying to give you some wisdom, when they trying to speak to you. Amen. They trying to tell you something. You still don't know everything. Amen. They still got one up on you. You know, you ain't got one up on some kids. Feel like sometimes we feel like we got one up on our parents. We seen everything. I seen enough. You know, no, you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, keep living. That's what we tell you. Just keep living. You're going to see some stuff. Amen. And they're going to come back and ask mom and daddy, what did you do when this happened? I'm in this pickle. What do you think I should do? You know, and you kids, our kids come back and ask us, what do you think I should do? And your kid ever come back and say, what you think I ought to do in this situation? Yeah. You know, I don't say, well, I thought you didn't want my help. I thought you didn't need me. God ain't going to do that either. He ain't going to do that too. You're going to give him that advice. Amen. So we got to get rid of the attitude and respect our God. Amen. Respect our parents. They treated God like his faith was on trial. You know, they asking Jesus for a sign from heaven. Just show us a sign from. He showed them all kind of signs from heaven. Amen. Didn't he show them all kind of signs from heaven? Everything Jesus did was from, came from heaven. Amen. Everything, he himself came from heaven. Amen. They say, they feel like, well, if you show us, then we'll believe. And they seen and they seen and they still didn't believe. So they act like God, his faith was on trial. You ever feel like you putting God on trial? Like, okay, Lord, where's your faith? God don't need no faith. Amen. God don't need faith. God just faithful. You need faith. He gave us faith. Amen. We need the faith to believe in him. He don't need no faith. You know, they're like God couldn't do nothing. They just seen all of these miracles, these signs and these wonders. Amen. You know, they wanted God to meet all their demands. They wanted Jesus to do everything that they asked him to do. And Jesus wasn't finna do it. You know, Jesus ain't gonna do it. He just wants you to have faith. You know, your kids, our kids don't put us on trial. They don't tell us, well, if you do this, Daddy, then I'll do that. If you do this, Mama, then I'll do what you say do. I'll listen to you. You know, that's what they were doing with Jesus. If you do this, then we'll believe. Show us one more miracle. Jesus showed them all kind of miracles. God ain't got to show us nothing. He's shown us too much already. He's shown us enough to know that he is God. Amen. That he is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. Amen. He's the one who is and was and is to come. Amen. That's what he's showing us. So we don't have to put him on trial. We don't have to put his faith on trial. You know, but God gave us the faith. We got faith. He appointed us. He gave us a measure of faith. James said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Amen. Your faith that God gave you has got to work some patience. Amen. Peter wrote it like this. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. So it's your faith, not God's faith, not Jesus. Jesus had faith. God is faithful. He ain't got to have no faith. He knew what he can do. Amen. They asked him about, Lord, we ain't got but two fish and five loaves. You know, what is this among so many people? Jesus, the Bible said he asked that just to see what they was going to do, because the Bible said he knew already what he was going to do. God already knows what he's going to do. Amen. He knows what you need already. He knows what you're going to do too. Amen. So the trial of your faith is more precious. God gave you something that's more precious than gold, and it's our faith. Your faith is so much more precious than any gold. And Peter writes also in 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. So it ain't God's faith that's on trial. It's your faith that's on trial. God is trying to see if you're going to believe, or if you're going to ask him for one more sign. If you're going to ask him for one more miracle. I'm going to ask him for a miracle. One more miracle. Not that I believe that who he is. I know who he is. I've been through enough to know him. He's come through so many times for me. Amen. God has come through so many times for you. It should set your mind at ease. So it ain't God's faith that's on trial. It's your faith that's on trial. Your faith is being tested. Your faith is in the fire. Amen. So God, he don't have to have faith. You know, if we don't believe him, that's just too bad on us. He ain't going to kick, scream, howl, cry. Timothy says, if we believe him not, Yet he abided faithful. He can't deny who he is. He is a faithful God. Amen. How many know that God is a faithful God? How many is a witness that God is a faithful God? I know God is faithful. I know he's able. God doesn't have to have no faith. God is a faithful God. So he don't have to have faith to move your mountains. Amen. Because he know he can do it. He don't have to have faith to keep you because he know he can do it. God don't have to have faith to heal you because he know he can do it. He don't have to have faith to save anybody because he know who he is. Amen. We just need to know and realize and believe who he is. Amen. We need to know that he can move our mountains. We need to know that he can heal. We need to know that God can save anybody. Amen. It don't make no difference where they are, how deep they are in the gutter. God can save anybody and everybody. But you got to believe that he can do it. You got to have faith. God is looking for people to have faith. So these men, these people, they didn't have no faith in him. They didn't believe at all. And they missed all of his miracles and all his signs. People are missing signs every day. And boy, I tell you, when you miss a sign, it can cost you. You miss some of these signs out here on the road, it can cost you. You know, sometimes people, they can't see good at night. And they drive down the wrong exit. Instead of merging, they going up the merge. They going the wrong way. They going down the wrong way street. You know, so signs can get you in trouble. You know, so we got to obey the signs, but we can't depend on the signs. Amen. We got to depend on Jesus. We got to depend on the Holy Ghost, because sometimes you just can't see out there. Folk out there can't see. They can't see the line. They can't see the construction sign up ahead. They can't see the do not enter sign. Amen. Sometimes the signs are laying down where you can't see them. But that's where the Holy Ghost, that's where Jesus come in. That's where he leads and guides you in the way that you should go. He'll tell you not to go down that road. He'll tell you not to make a right turn. Amen. He'll tell you to stop, but you want to keep going. He'll tell you to go, but you want to stop. He'll tell you to get over to the left, but you want to get over to the right. Amen. But we just got to obey Jesus. We got to believe and have faith in what he say. Amen. He told us that these signs and these wonders are going to come to remind us, so we can be reminded that he's not lying. Amen. He put that rainbow in the sky. He told Noah, I'm going to put a bow up there. Every time y'all see that rainbow, it's a reminder that I won't destroy the earth no more with water. But man, I tell you, if it had not been for that sign, with all the flood and all the stuff that be going on, it can make you doubt. If you don't remember that he said he wouldn't flood the earth no more. But thank God, I see that rainbow. I say, Lord, you said you weren't going to flood the earth no more. Because it's flooding everywhere. Stuff is happening. I heard they finna evacuate Hawaii because of some great flood. Yeah. Come on. So we got to have faith in God. We got to have faith in God. Amen. But you got to have faith in God. The Pharisees and the Sadducees was asking for a sign about who Jesus was. They said, give us a sign so we can believe. And they missed the sign. Amen. They missed Isaiah 7 and 14, where God said, therefore, the Lord himself should give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. They missed that sign. You know. Behold, a virgin shall be with child. In Matthew 1:23, and shall bring forth the son. You should call his name Emmanuel. They missed that sign. You know, they missed the signs that Jesus had just performed, how he healed the lame. Amen. People that were crippled. You know, he healed them people that were crippled. People that were maimed. You know, people that had their arms and legs amputated. You know, the people that were blind, you know, they missed all of those signs. You know, they seen the miracles. Amen. But they missed those signs, those wonders. They came straight from heaven. They missed who Jesus was. They missed that this Virgin Mary was impregnated by the Holy Ghost and gave birth to a son. They missed that. They disregarded all of those signs. Amen. So many people are disregarding the signs, you know, the word. and what God is telling them. And many others, the Bible says, they brought the lame, they brought the blind, they brought the maimed, they brought those that were sick, they brought them all. And many others, the Bible says, they brought everything and everybody with all kinds of issues. And the Bible said he healed them all. He healed all. Not one wasn't healed. He healed them all. What else do you need God to do? God done something for you before too, ain't he? God has blessed you before, ain't he? Ain't no reason to be down today. Ain't no reason to have your head hung low. You know, hold your head up. You know, give God praise. Give him glory because God just brought you through some stuff just not long ago. Amen? He just brought you out of some stuff just not long ago. So you think God going to leave you? You think God is going to forsake you? You think God is going to forget you? God ain't going to forget you. God sees exactly where you're at. He sees exactly, he knows exactly what you need. Amen? He know you need strength. He know you need help. He know you need a job. He know you need, your children need to be saved. God knows all of these things. Amen? So God wants you to have faith in him. He don't want you to say, well, Lord, do this for me and I'll believe. Do this for me, Lord, and I'm going to get closer to you. I'm drawing closer to him right now if he don't do another thing for me. Amen. God has done a lot for me. God has done a lot for you. Amen. He has blessed us, man. I mean, come on, we need to have testimony service. You know, he blessed you with children that you thought you couldn't have. He blessed you with a house that you thought you were going to take so long to get. Amen. Jobs. God has blessed you. God has been good to you. And for that, you ought to be praising God. You know, shouldn't nobody have to pump or prime us? You know, God is good. Man, in his mercy endure forever. Well, even though we do murmur, complain sometimes. Somebody told me this morning that he still give it to us. What kind of God we serve? We serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. Lord, we ain't got to have another sign. We ain't got to have another a miracle for us to believe that you're the Christ. Amen. We ain't got to have it to know that he's the Messiah. We ain't got to have that another miracle to know that God can still heal. Amen. Yes. Man, he still can do it. God can do it. So they needed a sign. They overlooked all the sign. And Jesus said the only sign that they was going to receive or get was the sign of Jonah. That's the sign that they was going to get. You know, they got that sign. And they didn't believe that sign. Jesus said the only sign they're going to get is the sign of Jonah. He mentioned that story because they respected that story. They believed the prophets. And they sure believed Moses and the prophets. And so he brought up a story that they knew. He brought up a story that they respected. He brought up a story that they still believe in. Even to this day, they tell me that they read the story of Jonah during the Yom Kippur. Every year they read it. That's part of their ceremony. They believe that. They believe the story. They believed that Jonah got out of that well, was in the well for 3 days. They believe he came out. They believe he went to Nineveh and started preaching the word. But they missed that sign. They missed the sign that after the preaching of Jonah, that Nineveh got saved. They repented of their wickedness. Here it is, Jesus first. Here it is, John the Baptist come. Then Jesus come preaching the kingdom of heaven. Repent and be baptized. They missing the sign. They don't want the sign. Some people just don't want to hear it. Some people just want to do what they want to do. Amen. Some people still just want to live the way they want to live as long as they live. And if they get this sign that's going to be real close enough, then I can go run to Jesus. You know, maybe I'm wrong. But some people believe that they got all the time in the world. We don't know what kind of time do we have. Amen. We got the signs and other times today. Wars, rumors of wars, all armies are surrounding Israel. famine in the land, you know, saints are being persecuted, maybe not over here, but they've been persecuted. They can't talk about Jesus over there in the Middle East too much. If they do, they got to hide. Amen. So these signs and the signs of the times are here. And the Lord said he was going to shorten the time for the very elect's sake. Because if he didn't, then nobody should be saved. We don't know what kind of time we got. You just got to be ready. God is telling us to get ready for his return. You know, don't think about that car you need. Man, I need me a new truck. You know, I get all decked out, clean, come to church, and I got to get in my truck that got rust on the fenders. But I don't care about that truck. Amen. I'm looking to Jesus. I'm looking to the author and the finish of my faith. Amen. Because I can be riding down that highway one day in that rusted fended truck and blink and be gone out of here. Would that truck matter to me? It won't matter to me. That house that I've been looking at to get another house, would that matter to me? It wouldn't matter to me. Amen. Amen. So you just got to be ready. They wasn't getting themselves ready. They wasn't listening to what he was saying. They missed the signs. You know, that when Jonah got out of the well and he began to preach the gospel, he began to preach the word. They received the word. Here it is. The word is walking with people. He walking with them, the living word. Walking with them daily, and they're not receiving. Repent, be baptized. Showing them signs and wonders, showing them miracles, and they still not believing it. What is it going to take for the world? What is it going to take for God's people to really latch on and hold on and believe that he is the one? John the Baptist says, is this the one? Is he the one? Go back and ask, is he the one? Jesus said, you go tell John that the poor have the gospel preached to them. This is the one. He's the one that you're supposed to be looking to. He's the one that you're supposed to have your soul anchored into. Jesus is the one. Amen. He knows what you're up against. He knows what you're standing against. He knows where you're standing in. You know, a lot of people standing in a mess right now. But God can get you out of that mess. Amen. But he wants you to have faith in him. And so they missed the part about the repenting of Nineveh. They repented and believed, and God turned his anger from them. And they were well pleased. God was well pleased with them. So their faith was activated at the preaching of the word. You know, the people's faith got to be activated by the word of God. Your faith is not only for you to move mountains. It's not only for you to get your blessings. I ain't saying your faith don't move mountains. I ain't saying your faith ain't for your blessings. But it's not only for that. It's not only for you to get your healing and your deliverance. It's for you to believe and get your eternal salvation. That's what your faith is for. God wants you to have faith to get your eternal salvation. This is why Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. He wants you to believe. You got to believe. Amen. You got to believe in order to have salvation. And you can't be ashamed of the gospel. You can't be ashamed of the gospel. If you're ashamed of the gospel, that means you're ashamed of Jesus. You can't be ashamed of this gospel. You can't be ashamed. If you're ashamed to share this word with somebody, that means you're ashamed of Jesus, because you're going to have to tell them about Jesus, because Jesus is the word. You're going to have to tell them that, look, man, Jesus can help you with this. The Lord can help. God can help you with this. You know, can I pray for you? Can I do, you know, people don't want you doing nothing for them no more. But when they don't, you got to do what the Bible says, what the Lord says. You got to shake the dust off your feet and move on to the next city. You know, you can't force feed folk. We got grandkids and they won't. When they eat when they feel like it. You sit there, you get squeezing their jaw, trying to force them, and they got a way to keep that food out. They going to show you, I don't want it, I ain't going to eat it until I'm ready. And the people ain't going to receive it until they're ready. But God got to get them ready. He got to make them ready. You know, We go out there and compel them. We go out there and try to bring them in. But if they don't want to come in, they got to stay on out there. Amen. They got to stay on out there until God wake them up. So we can't be ashamed of the gospel. You know, Jesus said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, Luke 9:26, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory and his Father's and his holy angels. He said, you can't be ashamed of him or his word, you know, because they go together. You can't be ashamed of Jesus. You can't be ashamed of his word. You just got to tell them about Jesus, and it's going to be in the word. Amen. Therefore, everyone that confesses me before men, I will also confess them before my Father in heaven. But whosoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father. You can't be ashamed. You know, you can't be ashamed to lift your hands when you feel like lifting your hands. I don't care if you might be at work. Then don't let the devil tell you a lie to try to tell you, oh, you're only doing that because you're at work because you want people to see you. Don't let the devil tell you that lie when you're driving down the street. You feel like crying. You feel like raising your hand. Don't let the devil lie to you and say, oh, you're only doing that because you want somebody to see you. You don't want nobody to see you but Jesus. I lift my hand to Jesus, to the Lord. Amen. I ain't stretching it out to the people. It ain't out the window. It's lifted up. So whatever you feel like doing toward the Lord, do it. Do it. Do it unto the Lord. You feel like shouting, you shout. You feel like running, you run. But you're doing it as unto the Lord. Amen. So you can't be ashamed and afraid of speaking about what the Lord has done for you. God put something in your mouth, you got to say it. God fill your mouth, speak. So God gave you faith to believe in salvation. They wasn't believing. They saw and heard everything that the Lord did. They didn't receive nothing that the Lord did for him. You know, and they seen him feed 4,000 with a few loaves and a few fishes. They seen him open up the blinded eyes. They seen him heal the sick. They seen him heal the dumb. They seen all the signs, but yet they didn't believe. You might not be naturally blind, but you can be spiritually blind. You might not be naturally dumb. You know, can't hardly speak, don't know what to say, but you can be spiritually dumb. Amen. God is showing us something here. He's telling us we got to believe. It ain't what you know. It's what's inside of you. What the Spirit has done for you. So he healed them naturally so. But God wants to heal us naturally so. He wants to heal us spiritually so. You know, Paul said, let no man deceive you. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, and so many feel like that they are so wise, you can't hardly tell them anything. When you're speaking to somebody, most of the time, sometimes you're speaking to people, I know. They already got the answer. I know. So I say, Lord, what are people that don't know? What are people that, these are people that think they know. Can I say that? The ones that say, I know. So Paul said the ones that are saying that he's wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Lose everything that you think you know and find out what Jesus is telling us. Find out what the word is saying. Amen. We got to understand that we got to know that we got to have faith in God and not on our own. We can't have. It's good that you're educated. But then you got to go and get re-educated when you get saved. When you're living this life, you got to go and get some more schooling. Amen. In this school, you can't graduate from this school. Only way you graduate from school is he take you on home. That's the only way you're going to graduate from this school. So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. Have faith in God. Believe him. Trust him. Thomas didn't believe him. Thomas said, except I see, then I shall believe. I hope we ain't one of those people that we got to see stuff before we believe it. Amen. Do you have to see it before you believe it? Some people say, I got to see it first, then I believe. They seen it all through the scriptures. People are seeing it all today, but they still ain't believing. They still ain't believing. So Thomas said, except I shall see, then I shall believe. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We ain't got to see it. Jesus said, Thomas, you believe because you've seen. And so many people have believed because they've seen. But he said, blessed are those who have not seen. I ain't seen them. You ain't seen them. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? Blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe. That's the kind of faith Jesus is looking for. You got to believe him even though you ain't never seen him. You got to believe him for the very work's sake. You got to believe him because the word says it. We just got to have faith. And I thank God that he gave us faith. That, look, somebody can come telling you anything, but Lord, if it don't line up with the word, I don't believe it. If it's the word, I can stand on it. If it's the word, I believe it. David said he brought me out of the miry clay. He placed my feet on a rock, a firm foundation, and established my going. God wants to establish our going, but we got to stay on the word. We got to stay in the word. We got to stay with the word. It's got to be by the word. Amen. So don't depend on the signs. We thank the Lord for the sign. He gave them to us for a reason. Don't depend on those signs. Don't think that you got to see it. You just got to believe it. And if you can believe it, then you will receive it. That's what Jesus said. So don't think you got to have it in your hand first. Amen. Have it in your heart first. Have it in your mind first. And then it shall come to fruition. Then it shall come to pass. Amen. This too that you're going through, it shall pass. This too that you're waiting on, it shall come to pass. It will come to pass. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith. Don't be telling God, Lord, just show me one more thing, then I can believe. You might be finding yourself waiting for a long time until you start believing. How many know that's the truth? How many know you got to trust God? You got to believe him first. You know, hope that is seen, Paul said, is not hope. Why do a man hope for that he see it? And why you got to believe for what you see already? Well, it's not faith. You got to have faith in God. Trust in him. Blessed are those who have not seen but yet believe. Are you one of those blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe? We believe. We believe. And we believe all what God has done from every good and perfect gift comes from the Father lights. Amen. Everything that God does for us, we know that it's coming straight down from heaven. We can't take the glory for it. We can't take God's glory. We give him glory. Amen. When God uses us, somebody get healed, somebody get delivered, God answer a prayer, we can't take that credit. We didn't do it. It came straight from heaven. Straight from God. Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Can't nobody do what Jesus do except God be with him. He said no man can do these miracles. The people's out there doing some stuff, but they weren't doing these kind of miracles. You know, they was out there being a counterfeit, but they wasn't raising the dead. They wasn't healing the sick. They weren't opening up the blinded eyes. They weren't healing the lame. They weren't doing these kind of miracles that Jesus was doing. How many know that only Jesus can do those kind of miracles? Only God can do those kind of miracles. Only God can do it. Nobody can do it. He said, Rabbi, can't nobody do this except God be with him. Can't no man do these kind of miracles except the Lord be with him. And when God worked through you, we got to be careful to give him all the glory and all the praise. Amen. We got to show up, be careful. We got to humble ourselves and know that it is God that worketh in you. Amen. To do both will and his good pleasure. Do of his good pleasure. Amen. God wants to do it. He wanna use you. But humble yourself. Have faith in God. Believe God. Don't be telling God you need another sign. Don't depend on the sign. We got to depend on the Lord. We got to depend on him. Through the storm, through the rain, through sickness, through pain, through death, through life, through it all, we got to depend on him. Amen. He's the one that we depend on. He is the one. So watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. Don't be led astray by what's going on in the world. Don't be fearful. Don't be upset. God wants us to continue on this work. Continue to pray. Continue to witness. Continue to fast. Continue, most of all, to believe. Keep believing. Earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto you. God bless you this morning. My message to you this morning is don't depend on the sign, but depend on God. Depend on him. Amen. Depend on God. He ain't going to let you down. You don't need another sign. All you're going to get is another testimony when you wait for him, when you trust him. That's all you're going to get. You're going to give him some more glory because you're going to get up and tell what God has done for you. How many know God is going to do it for you? Come on, if you believe God is going to do it for you, give God some praise. Not me. Give God some praise. If you believe God is going to do it for you, it may seem impossible, but it is impossible with man. You know, it may seem impossible with God to you, but all things are possible with God. You know, I believe, you know, we get into these pickles, you know, not that we did anything. Well, we do it most of the time. We get ourselves and stuff most of the time. But, you know, God sees what we in, and I believe God just up there just smiling. Just hold on. Hold on, church. Hold on, saints. If you hold on, you're going to see what you're holding on for. It's going to come to pass. I believe God is smiling down on us. Because you yet believe it. You yet holding on. Anybody feel like they finna let go? A little bit tighter. You don't let go, Lily? I know that's right. She said, no, she ain't letting go. I ain't letting go. Just hold on a little bit more tight. A little bit tighter, a little bit more longer. He's going to come through for you. Amen. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? We need to stand in agreement with something or anything, standing in proxy for someone. Man, hallelujah. He's good. And his mercy endure forever. You know, I ain't gonna have no rocks crying out for me. And God gonna do what he said, he was gonna do in this church. He's gonna do what he said he's gonna do in this church. Amen. We got to do what we said we was gonna do. We keep saying it, but we got to do it. We got people asking to come to church now. Got a brother and a sister say they want to come to church. And remember, Al, you know, last time we talked, I ain't pressing you, though. But we still want to come to church. They need a way to church. And so we got to get us a church van and go and get these people. And we say we want the church to grow. People hasn't come. We got to go out there and get them. You know, we got to go out there and get them. And even pray. The Lord said he would teach us to be what? Fishers of men. How many out there fishing for men? I ain't say fishing for no husband or no wife. I'm talking about for souls. How many out there fishing for souls? How many of us get up in the morning and say, Lord, lead me to a soul? Let me talk to somebody today. It ain't got to be nobody out there. We got people right in our family that we can evangelize. So we ain't got to go far. We ain't got to buy no plane ticket to go evangelize. And we got to make sure it's safe where we going, because we can go right in our own home and start evangelizing. Amen. We got work to do. We got work, but we're going to seek the Lord. We're going to seek the Lord. Amen. Let's stand and dismiss. God bless you this morning. Don't look for the sign. Look for Jesus. Look for the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the sign may not show up. You may not see it. But Jesus is going to show up, and I believe you're going to see him. He's going to be standing right in front of you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for your word, God. Lord God, help us, God, not to be one of the Pharisees or the Sadducees, Lord God, that are seeking for signs, God, in order for us to move. Seeking signs, God, in order for us to believe, God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that our faith don't fail us, Lord God, that our faith will increase in us, Lord God, that we will walk by faith, God, and not by sight, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done, Lord God. And we yet believe, Father God, we're yet holding on to your truth, Lord God. We believe, Father God, that you're going to come. We believe that you are the Messiah, Lord Jesus, that you are the Christ. As Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. So, Father God, help us, Lord God. Oh, God, to seek you first, God, in your kingdom, God. Seek your righteousness, God. You said all these things shall be added unto us, Lord. God, we ask that you will add faith unto us, add love to us, Lord. Add, God, patience to us, Lord God. Add, Father God, temperaments to us, Lord God. God, we pray, God, that you will add to our spirit, God. Feed us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you for your word today, God. We praise your name, God. We bless you, Lord, today, God. We pray, Father God, you'll look in on the families today, God. We pray you'll strengthen them, God. Help them, Lord God. Lead and guide them, Lord God, in the way that they should go, Lord. Now, God, as we depart from this place and from one another, we ask that you always be with us, Lord. Continue, God, to lead and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.